And welcome back. It's the 1320 WILS Capital City Recap. Rich Earle here with you, filling in for Michael Cohen here on this Wednesday night. Great to have you with us as we await with anticipation or not for this snow that we're expecting, possibly 3 to 5 inches late tonight and tomorrow. Of course, we'll continue to keep you posted through our weather forecasts throughout the night and, of course, into tomorrow morning as well. Well, Susan Rice facing a storm of her own recently. Susan Rice, of course, the former national security advisor to former President Obama, being called out by Kentucky Senator Rand Paul over this unmasking situation, if you will. Susan Rice being requested to unmask the names of President Trump associates getting caught up in sensitive intelligence reports. And it's kind of an interesting situation there. And joining us now on the other end of our line is Ned Ryan. He is a political analyst, American Majority CEO, and former presidential writer for George W. Bush. Good evening, Ned. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Great to be with you.
Great to be with you as well. So what is your take on the situation here? Susan Rice and Rand Paul. Rand Paul calling out Susan Rice. What's your perspective on this?
As well he should. I think Susan Rice and the truth decided to not be friends years ago. 2 weeks ago, she's on PBS saying, I don't know anything about this unmasking. I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea what Congressman Nunez, who's chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, is talking about. And then Monday, we find out not only did she know about the unmasking, she was the one, in fact, doing the unmasking. And so, you know, she's been caught flat out lying about this whole situation. And the real big issue that's being discussed here is Congressman Nunez said that what we're discussing here in regards to the unmasking, Trump associates being unmasked and the transcripts and all this intelligence that's been gathered had nothing to do with Russia. And so if that's the case, according to the FISA court rules and NSA policies, if incidental communications are collected that have nothing to do with the specific investigation, they're to be discarded. Well, it looks like what Susan Rice and her deputy Ben Rhodes did is not only did they not discard it, they unmasked the names. There were transcripts that were widely disseminated throughout the Obama administration. The question is, if it had nothing to do with Russia, what was the point of all of this? Because there have been reports as well that have said the intelligence that was collected was very rich political intelligence about the Trump team, their agenda, the administration, future administration's agenda, foreign policy, et cetera. So there's huge questions that are being asked about what was the motivation, why did she do this, who asked her to do it? Because, again, Susan Rice did not act in a vacuum. She didn't just wake up one morning and go, I should unmask Trump associates, we should listen to what they're saying, and then I should widely disseminate this information. There will be other names. She was the first name. There will be other names. And the big question here that I want people to think about, and we're going to get to the bottom of this, I hope, did the party in power weaponize government against the opposing party for political purposes? If they did, and again, I'm qualifying it by saying if they did, but if they did, this is going to make Nixon and the plumbers look like amateur hour.
So you said there are other names that could be identified here. Any idea who or if not who, like what positions they hold? They hold, you know, how are they associated with either Susan Rice or the former president?
Well, first of all, again, you can only hypothesize about these names because the only other name that's really come out has been Ben Rhodes, who I have suspected for a very long time of being one of the leakers of some of this information to the press, which, by the way, is illegal and carries with it a 10-year prison sentence. And so I hope that people will get to the bottom of this and understand, again, knowing how these things work, she did not act by herself. She did not act of her own volition. There were others involved. My question, too, is, you know, the old executive office building, that's where she was. That's where it looks like she was collecting this information, unmasking, transcripts, all this stuff. My question is, knowing that it's a very short walk across West Executive Avenue from the old executive to the West Wing, did some of these reports make their way into the West Wing, and were they handled by other senior White House officials in the Obama administration? That also is a huge problem. So my hope is that Rand Paul, John Cornyn, and other senators are going to be successful in getting Susan Rice to the Hill under oath to ask questions. Of course, I assume she's probably going to plead the Fifth, mm-hmm. but this should be treated very seriously. If nothing else, the American people are already having a serious trust issue in their institutions. If for some reason our system, our government, our intelligence community was used for the wrong purposes, in fact, targeting American citizens, this is hugely problematic for, you know, Americans trusting their institutions. So at the end of the day, I hope that we'll have a bigger conversation about domestic surveillance. How broad should it be? Mm-hmm. Who should be targeted? Who should have the ability to unmask names? And again, you know, I don't want to get too technical here, but the 702 program of the NSA, it is annually renewed. Congress will be taking that up this fall. It has to be renewed by December. That is also going to be a great conversation about how broad should the 702 program be in regards to surveillance. And these are conversations that need to be had.
And Ned, before we let you go, what else needs to happen for Susan Rice to be called to testify? I mean, you mentioned Senator Paul, you know, called her out. You know, Susan Rice, I'm sure she's not going to just go testify on her own voluntarily. What else? How do they get Susan? Oh, just through subpoena. Okay.
Mm-hmm. They will subpoena her. I'm almost convinced of it based off John Cornyn's tweet yesterday saying she needs to come to the Hill. They will subpoena her. They will bring her to the Hill. Again, the question is, you know, is she going to plead the Fifth? Is she going to be actually honest and really answer the questions? Who else was involved? How widespread was this? What was the purpose of this? Answer these kinds of questions. Because the other thing that's been coming out in the last few days, I was under the thought that it only started really October with Susan Rice. There are now reports coming out that this might have been going on for over a year. This is deeply troubling.
Okay, so this is going on longer than people may realize.
Exactly. And so when did this truly begin? I have also asked the question on Twitter, was Donald Trump the only GOP nominee that was actually surveilled? And so there are so many different questions that need to be asked of Susan Rice under oath to see if we can't get to the bottom of this. And again, my hope is that even if she pleads the Fifth, that Rand Paul and John Cornyn and some of these other Republican senators will say, we find this unsatisfactory. We will continue to pull people onto the Hill under oath to testify as to what they knew, when they knew it, what was the purpose of this. Again, it's deeply troubling because if you go down the path of where this might conclude, the party in power weaponizing the state against the opposing party for political purposes, incredibly wrong, incredibly troubling.
Ned Ryan, political analyst, American Majority CEO, and former presidential writer for George W. Bush. Ned, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Appreciate the opportunity.
And you are listening to the 1320 WILS Capital City Recap here on this Wednesday evening. Rich Hurl filling in for Michael Cohen for this segment of the show. There is more straight ahead. Don't go away. This is More Compelling Talk Radio 1320 WILS.